Sam Benega has made his way out here to talk with us. This afternoon's Dale Earnhardt Chevrolet High Performance Player of the Game, 16 points, 11 rebounds, one steal, and one block. And Sam, in this game, it was another grinded out type effort, physical game where the rebounds were extra important. You were able to get 11 of them here today.
Yeah. I mean, I was able to get some because we weren't making shots. But that's fine. I think that's the mentality to go with. If we're not making shots, if we're not scoring, do other things, you know. Get on the glass. Be physical. It was a physical game. It was a dogfight. And lucky we came out with the win.
And Fordham brought out an interesting type defense, the first you've seen this year. They were taking away your guard play, essentially, making it really hard. It came down to really the three of you, yourself, Luca, and Nelson, who played big time, had to get open and find ways to score, especially in the second half.
Yeah. Exactly. It took a while for us to get used to that, but as soon as we went inside and meet myself, Luke, and Nelson, we're ready for that. We go at each other every day in practice, and there's not many like better people or better bigs in the A-10 than Luca, so we were all ready. He came back in that second half and really made an impact on the game.
I remember one play in particular, you in the paint right down here where we're looking. You look like a guard flashing in there. Great cut in the center, open catch, went up and completed the play.
I mean, that's chemistry right there. I think me and Luca have great chemistry. We love playing with each other. We know how to find each other in our spots, so all credit to him for finding me. I just had to finish it.
What were some of the things that were talked about at halftime in terms of adjustments and what you guys wanted to try to tweak coming into that second half?
Dealing with their pressure a little bit. I think they pressured our guards well and was kind of getting that pressure off the guards. And I think we more so just focused on ourselves, you know we're a great team, being able to play together and just, you know, win together. So I think it was just more like, let's focus on ourselves, let's get the job done, which we did somehow, but yeah.
Now, when you look at free throws critical in this game, you had Foster, Luca, and Nelson. How nice is it to see Nelson out there? He ended up 4 of 4 from the stripe.
That's great to see. Nelson shot the ball great. Luca shot the ball great. Those two ones at the end for Luca were just big time. And we've worked on that every day in practice, and Nelson and Luca showed that today.
No fans in this building. Did it matter at all? Did you notice at points? Were you trying to manufacture some energy, or was it a non-factor?
I think it factored in just because Fordham came out with great energy. I think we should have matched their level. We didn't. I think that was a big difference. We love playing at crowds. So I think Fordham coming out with that energy was the main reason. It kind of made us drop a little bit.
And finally, anything you initially take from this game that you think you guys need to bottle up, either work on or just learn from?
Every team's coming at us. You know, I think how we've been playing this last 15, 16 games, every team wants a piece of us, and they're all going to bring their best game, so we got to be ready.
Sam, thank you as always for your time. Congrats on the game. Double-double for you.
Thank you.
Dale Earnhardt Chevrolet, proud partner of Davidson Basketball. Visit them and ask for a friend and avid Davidson fan, Tommy Cross. You can find new roads on Highway 16 south of Newton and online at EarnhardtChevy.com.